is from Oroville, September 29, 2008, on microphone Marlenka in studio Chloe. The weather today is sunny, humid, an overcast sky with scattered clouds. Temperatures 27 to 32 degrees with mild winds 7 to 14 kilometers per hour coming from every direction today through Wednesday morning. Here's Toby talking about Matrimandir, the proposed lake, which will begin as a pond.
Why do we want a lake? The second thing is, if we want to have a lake, what will be the consequence of the lake? Of where does the water come from? Evaporation? All that kind of questions. And that are very normal questions what people have for when you start a project like this. But let's be very clear. We are not talking about the lake. We are talking about a test pond. And a test pond is only a very small portion of the future lake. And that's where we want to see, to learn, to experiment of all those questions people have, just to see how the water will behave. Is it possible to get the water there? Is the evaporation indeed as high as we think? And that is that a possibility of storage of the water? And all these kind of things we will test. That will take 3-5 years before we have answers. And we cannot even give answer to all the questions that we already know. So we need a test area that will be 50 by 80 meters. And in the next 3-5 years, we're going to have a lot of questions and see if we get answers. And then, after 3-5 years, then we start a discussion, do we want a lake or not, with all the facts on the table. That's the situation for the moment.
People asking questions, but we cannot get any answer right now.
A few things we know. There is evaporation. But look at that tree there. That tree evaporates 25 cubes of water every year. And we don't know that happens there. We have about 2 million trees. You know how much evaporation that is? And I'm not saying we should not do it, but we have to see the things in the context. Even if we don't have a lake, you see how much the evaporation is and what is the extra evaporation. And I'm not saying it is nothing, but we have to see things in perspective. And that's why we made a lot of conditions. We want to have an environmental study. We want to have a technical report. We want to have. Because it's not only the people who have questions. We of L'Avenir have questions. The project has questions. And let's cross every time when we have a question and then we have a good answer for this. And if the answers after 3 or 4 or 5 years are sufficient, then we can take a decision. Only then.
The Mira's Women's Group is celebrating the last day of the Navaratri Festival at Mitra Youth Hostel behind the town hall on Wednesday the 8th from 5 to 6 p.m. with a Carnatic vocal recital by the Mira Women's Group. The Navaratri story will be narrated by Mrs. Bhuvana and Prashad will be served. The ARCA team is pleased to announce the inauguration of a new wellness center for homeopathy and Ayurveda on Thursday, October 2nd at noon. For regular consultations from the 6th of October onwards, the schedule will be as follows. Monday and Wednesday, Ingo, a medical practitioner, and Tuesday and Thursday, Dr. Kamala Tiwari. To consult with Ingo, please call 994-351-7903 for an appointment. Just released, Turning Points, An Inner Story of the Beginnings of Oroville. This book is available at Wild Seagull Bookshop, at the Visitor Center, at the Information Center, and at Portus in Aspiration. This book is not about Oroville seen as an institution, a project, or an organization. This is about a few people and how, a long time ago, their unsuspecting hearts were seized with a new kind of longing. The action may take place in New York, in the desert of Arizona, in the streets of Paris, or on the Indian border. Yet this is about Oroville, and nothing else but Oroville. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.